Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's our little band from Texas, little ZZ Top, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we have a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council is the organization she leads, sbecouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
Jim, so we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. For nearly 25 years now, we've been working on policy and initiatives to strengthen the ecosystem for startups and small business growth. So we've got 100,000 members. SBECouncil.org. Check us out. Sign up for our e-news. Follow us on Twitter at SBECouncil, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Folks, so, if you'd like to be able to strike a blow for your business and feel like you're getting a lot of leverage for that, go hang out on SBECouncil.org and contribute. Join them. Contribute some money. They'll take your money right online. I promise you, I've seen this organization inside and out. It is lean and mean, and I promise you, you'll get a lot of mileage out of it. So check it out, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Karen, Wayne Cruz was on my show. Wayne, as you know, he's the godfather of regulation reform of research. And
yeah.
And so everybody quotes him, and I know you guys know all about Wayne. He's been also a longtime original member of my Brain Trust. He said something 2 weeks ago that he's never said in almost 20 years on my show. He said, "Jim, I went to the register, and there were no new regs."
I know. This administration is putting him out of business, right?
They are.
You know, but he would love that.
Oh, yeah.
He would love that. But, you know, we do have a lot of work to do because you never know what might happen in future administrations, and that's why we need to fundamentally reform the entire regulatory process. And, you know, so Wayne and I have worked together many years on all these reform proposals. And, you know, Jim, on the issue of regulation, I say that's where we've had really the most progress. The president's executive orders, you know, the freeze on regulation, how all the agencies right now are going through all their regulations to see what are outdated, redundant, unnecessary. And then finally, a huge reg reform bills have passed the House, 5 or 6, and they've already passed a Senate committee.
How long has it been since we got anything like that done?
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. So, yeah, so that's where we've had the biggest progress. There's some good bills, the Lankford bill, the regulatory flexibility.
What have those done? What have those reg bills done?
You know, these bills are going to basically, you know, our whole regulatory system has not been reformed in over 70 years. So,
mm-hmm.
obviously, we're living in a different world. And essentially, the regulators would have to do a lot of things. Cost-benefit analysis, listen to small business, actually put together a statement of whether regulation even needs to happen in the first place. There has
Imagine
to be sunsetting.
That. That's my idea. I've been yelling about that for all these years, that you can sunset tax cuts. Why can't you sunset regulations? My opinion, every new regulation should have an expiration date on it, 3 years, 5 years out, and if it's not renewed by Congress, it has to go away.
That's right. So the Jim Blasingame title is passed the Senate committee. There's the RAINS Act, as you know, which the Congress would have to vote up or down on any regulation that costs the economy $100 million or more. So transparency, accountability, there's these just amazing pieces of legislation that passed the Senate committee. We wanted to get a floor vote. We'll have to see what happens there. But also, Bill, and Chairman Jeb Hensarling would not be happy if I did not mention this as well, that the House is going to be voting on the Financial Choice Act this week, which fundamentally really takes apart Dodd-Frank, which has
mm-hmm.
been awful from a small business
perspective. Would it get rid of the Consumer Protection Bureau?
It would change that into an independent agency, bring it out of the Fed.
Right. What's his name, have to report to somebody then?
Oh, gosh, yes, the president would have the ability to fire this
Good.
Person, what they don't have currently. And then, of course, all the regulations that are weighing down community banks, putting them out of business, lots of SECs, Securities and Exchange Commission reforms, I think 2 dozen bills in total that passed the House either by voice vote or by partisan.
That's good news.
But
you never hear, when they're so busy reporting on Russia and Paris, these are success stories the media is reporting.
Exactly. Jim, I think that's the way.
Why you have to visit SBE Council, folks, if you want to see what's really going on. And I mean that. I'm serious, folks.
Yeah, a lot of good things happening, but we need small businesses to weigh in as well.
What's good for small business is good for the world, Karen, right?
You bet.
Hey, Karen, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when she joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.